discuss is if another day or different hours are better. ¿Entendiste?
Sí, pues, a veces llegamos tarde.
Y, anyhow, we have five people here, so we can start. Myself, and Vincent. Eliza Cifuentes, Ryan, and Esaú. Anyhow, the first thing we have to do is adopt the agenda. This is the agenda. If you go to our website, everything that's here is on our website. Everything. And a lot more information. We don't hide anything from the neighborhood. So every month I put up the Chase statement so they'll know how we're spending our money, how much money we brought in, how much money we spent. So every month that's on our website. So we have the agenda, which is budget for this year, hiring up lawyers for violation of deed restrictions, like loud music, excessive garage sales, things that are a nuisance. But it won't be a lot of people. It'll be just some people. But there are some people that create disturbances all the time. And so if we have to sue them to stop them, we need to do that. Most of the times the police will help us, and we don't have to do that. But, you know, if there's nothing else, then we got to do that. Because we lowered the assessments to $50, we're going to have to try to collect from some of the people. Especially the ones that owe over $1,000.
Okay. So some of the people are not paying?
In 15 years or more.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and some of them are landlords. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for them not doing that. So far, this past year and this year, and one this year, five people that owed over $1,000 got into a payment plan. One of them has already paid it off. One actually paid all of it by cashier's check. And two are on a payment plan. The one this year, I asked them to do our yard and also that where the divider is, to keep that clean, and we'll pay him $250. I told him, after you pay that, pay what you owe us, because he owes about $1,000, we'll wipe that clean, then you keep doing it for the rest of the year, and we'll pay you $250 a year. So that way we'll help him.
Right.
In fact, the one that's doing it this year, we helped them last year also. So the one that's doing it last year that's doing it didn't like it, I said, no, we gotta help somebody else. So we're gonna have to ask the community. We can vote, but we really should ask the community whether we wanna keep this building.
Yeah, I was asking about that. You decided you don't want to keep the building. We don't have to have the building. We would meet somewhere else.
We'd have to.
We don't have to.
Right now, it's almost $9,000 a year.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure it's going to go up. It renews every 5 years. Now, we can cancel, but it renews every 5 years. The time before that, it was $5,000. So it went from $5,000 to $8,700.
And you pay in the city?
Yes.
For this building?
Well, because like when we did the floor, all that is discounted. The electrical bill, the water bill, the landscaping, all of that is discounted from
right.
That. So we're so far, because of what we've done, we're covered for all this year. So until October. The lease expires in October. But we don't use this building, but not long. Gracias, le dije a tu...
¿Cómo lo miraba? Sí, va. Un placer.
Well, the only reason, other than us using it, is if you would ever decide to let people use it and pay a certain amount of fee and make sure that they keep it clean and all that, and if the plumbing is working, but if it can't be used.
Because it's the city lease, whenever we use it, a board member has to be here. And I'll be honest with you, there's not a lot of board members volunteering to come and spend a lot of time over here. They gotta open up, they gotta close, they gotta come and check. So yeah. It's not as simple. If we owned the building, it would be different.
Oh, okay.
And we already pay a lot of insurance. If we rent it out, we gotta tell them we rent it out and the insurance will go
up. Oh, the insurance. Because I have a friend that has a gorgeous civic club. All he has to pay is $25 to use it, and they have a swimming pool and everything. So I've always wondered why we couldn't use this for the Quincenettos or whatever they might want to do.
Because it's not our building. We don't have...
Oh, okay.
They make the rules.
I see now.
Mm-hmm. They make the rules. So that makes it hard. Plus, they insist that one of us has to be here.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, $9,000 for... We use it maybe... 8-9 times a year?
No, probably there's no use paying that much money.
But I don't want us to make the decision. The community can make the decision.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they care enough.
Well, but at least we let them vote. Mm-hmm. The other one is, you know, I'll be honest with you, this is fun. I don't trust David and Victor and some of the other people that live here that... If they ever get in control of this board again, that they won't try to do what they did last time.
They're going to waste money.
Well, it's not the wasting of money. It's that they may try foreclosing on people.
Oh.
And one of the things, but is we can ask the community if they want to go back to voluntary assessments. It doesn't get rid of the civic club. It just makes it to where, you know, like when you get the invoice, you can pay it or not pay it. We can't do anything. And when, Dr. Rickers.
Hi.
Hello, Dr. Sally.
It's work late.
The benefits of being retired.
Coming out of retirement.
Can't be retired yet.
So, prior to 1990, we were voluntary. We pay if we wanted to pay. But the amount of money that comes in is going to go way down. Maybe 20% of the people will pay. And that, you can't do a lot of money with that. You can't do a lot of things with that money. Sharpstown can get away with it because they have 6,000 homes. So 20% of 6,000 homes still brings in a lot of money. But anyhow, if we feel later in the year we should ask the community to vote on it, and we have to get 50% plus one to say yes, we want to go back to voluntary fees. So, and that doesn't mean we have to do it, but, you know, it's something that we should consider. Voluntary, because we don't have any amenities. We used to have the swimming pool, we used to have a park,
right?
But they're not there anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
And so, but anyhow, it's just for that option to be there. Architectural committee. State laws requires that we have an architectural committee. I didn't want to start one last year until I knew for sure that our insurance would cover them, because none of us can be in the architectural committee. It has to be different people. They don't necessarily have to be from the community either, but they can't be related to any of us, and they can't live with us. But I wanted to make sure that our insurance would cover them, and it will. So at the general meeting on January 24th, I'm going to ask people, they want to be on the architectural committee. But we have the final say so as to, you know, what can be done and not done.
They're just going to bring it to the table?
I'm sorry?
They're just going to, whoever wants.
Take a volunteer. I'll ask for a volunteer.
Yeah, but if they vote on something, do we have the last say?
It, well, to be honest with you, if they approve it, it ends there. If they disapprove it, then they're going to have to find all the reasons why they're disapproving everything, and the person can appeal to us, and then we decide whether they can do it or not.
Oh, so all the Karens can gang up and go there and decide all the most absurd things ever, and then we just go like, okay.
Well, no, we can say no to them. So
even if they all voted on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the final say-so. The board has the final say-so. Deed Restriction Committee. Now, Brian used the word Karen. I don't want any of us, but if you want to be on a deed restriction committee, that's fine. That means you go looking for things to report. I don't like doing it. If people complain, I will report it. I will do what I'm supposed to do. But I don't like looking for things to report. But if some of them want to be in a deed restriction, the Karens, as Brian calls them, want to be in the deed restriction committee, they can do that. They can go and report things. They can write the letters. But we have the final say-so. But that's a way to just stop them from griping
right. All
the time.
Right.
It's a way to stop them from griping. I don't mind putting it on the record. It's a way to stop them from griping. And architectural guidelines. We really need to look into it. The house on Valley View, I went and talked to the owner because I noticed that, I was contacted again. And I asked them what happened. When they went to the city, that the signs.
Sorry,
late. No problem. We haven't voted yet. So, when they went to the city. The city revised their plans and told them the house had to be 8 feet high. No. On Valley View, 8700 block. There's a map there. If you look at Valley View here, I'll circle it. Here, y'all can look at that one there. Right here, let me circle that. When they took the plans to the city, said it's going to have to be 8 feet high. FEMA, I guess she said, and actually I read it, but FEMA revised their maps, and now at least those houses there have to be 8 feet high. Mm-hmm. And I looked at, you know, that house that's on for sale on Valley View.
They have to elevate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The house on Valley View, at one of those real estate companies where they put houses, they have the, possibilities of flooding. It had 99.5% possibility of flooding within 30 years. And it could go up to 6.5 feet of water in the house.
Are they getting assistance?
No. Well, they would have to have insurance. But FEMA is estimating that in the next 30 years, that house is going to flood at least once, and it could get up to 6.5 feet of water. So that means the houses have to be higher than 6.5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it, Harvey, that we came around and we were rescuing people, I got off the float, and I jumped off the float. I didn't touch the floor.
Oh, I had 5 feet in my house.
So Valley View could easily have 6.5 feet.
Yeah, I had 5 feet, and we had 5 feet because the water was. I was
See, so, but the one on Canard is 6 feet high. This one has to be at least 8 feet high.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
So,
we know. The elevator.
Huh?
The elevator.
So our guidelines that we have now, we're going to have to take all those kinds of things into
consideration.
You know, used to they would have 6 foot fence. We got rid of the guidelines.
Wouldn't that be the problem of the architectural community?
Remember, we have the final say so.
Okay.
No, we make the guidelines. They just have to
obey, follow.
Yeah.
Enforce.
Yeah. If they want to report somebody for not getting a permit and building, it's their job. So all I'm doing is for everybody that likes to complain, I'm saying, here, you want to complain? You do it. The minutes, these are the minutes from September. We didn't have a quorum in December. Manuel, Ms. Vincent, Jessica, Esau, and Ryan were in attendance. We approved applying to the Houston Snow Parking Yard Ordinance. Financial report, as of yesterday, we had $66,798.53 in the bank. So we're doing fine. Old business, actually is. I got good news. The management certificate, and this is really important. Management certificate is who manages the community. Because when a house is sold, we get to charge transfer fee, and I forgot what the other one is called. But it's a total of $350. Randall's was keeping that money. 20 houses were sold in 2021 total, 2021-2022. That's $7,000 that should have come to us that Randall kept.
Was it in the contract that they keep it? Because if it was, then
we didn't see the contract.
We did not do it. They said it.
We didn't see a contract.
Oh.
She was on the board.
Oh, okay. Do they have a copy somewhere?
No, I have a copy. It's very vague. So, you know, they said, David knew about it, and a discussion. And so, just to give you an idea, I just did one, and it wasn't really a foreclosure. It was somebody was having their house foreclosed, probably by the bank, or maybe the city and county, and they had asked for money for help, and they contacted us, and they made me fill out a W-9 form. That's like when you apply for work. And so I asked them, I said, I guess if you're going to lend them the money, you want to make sure we don't foreclose on their houses? And she said, yeah. And so yesterday we got the money they owed back in assessments, $232, something like that. So they obviously stayed lending the money. So, that management certificate made a lot of difference. In fact, I couldn't get in last year. Randall's and their law firm would not allow me to let it in, so I could stop them from doing that. So, last year, 9 houses were sold. So, multiply 9 times 350, that's how much money we lost.
Mm-hmm.
New business, we'll talk about it after we vote. Okay. Here's the budget. If you have any questions, there you go. If you have any questions, that's the budget for this year. It's 19,700 something.
200.
Okay.
I do have a question about the lease on this place. Okay, so how much do we pay for the lease on this? And what happens when we...